Fuck with us, spit Komodo venom. How they pull up looking fresh, acting like it ain't 11. Fuck a buck, we bustin', we at 11. If they qualified and they wanna ride, then let them. It's the info, easy show, you don't know your best. No, Rand's birthday, ayy. We going local, double tap on the gas, applying pressure in the zone. The doctor could tell you how I rhyme ill, rubella bone. Got the brakes in the rear, they shifting gear. Yeah, we run it on the ground, we ain't calling from the lip. So clearly, we dearly hold this flavor in your ear. So before you spit some cute shit, get the fuck out of here. It's the ride along, say what? We rolling rough, keep up, what's up? It's the ride along, say what? And they ain't sweating us none. It's the ride along, say what? We rolling rough, keep up, what's up? It's the ride along, say what? And they ain't sweating us none.
Music Mondays. Send your music to the Ride Along at yahoo.com and get your music heard. It's the Ride Along with Info and Friends.
What's good? It's New Music Monday. This is your girl Info right here on the Ride Along Powerhouse The Pit. We are back in the building. We got 40, Kali, Halims.
Hello.
And my dude Hero. What's good, everybody? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
How's everybody Woo. Feeling? Happy
after? Spirit fingers.
We did the spirit, yeah. Spirit fingers, everybody's...
No. Good energy, good vibes.
There you go. Always. So how was everybody's weekend? How's everybody doing? Are we, like, perky? We alive? We good?
I had a real weekend.
I'm alive. I'm great.
Amen.
I had a good Monday.
Okay.
It was good. Monday, though. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. It's not, like... It wasn't too much. Not too much.
Not too much on you.
Way too fast.
Yeah, that's
true. It did.
Like, time is just going mad fast.
We need a day between, like, Sunday and Monday just to get started.
We need 3 days off.
I think you're right.
Yeah, at the very minimum. Maybe four. If you're feeling
Would
spicy.
Would you do a four-day week? Like, a four-day
Yeah, if they weekend, three just days? Give us 10 hours a day if you still can work 40 hours.
No, I think we should still work 8 hours. If we keep it at eight.
You don't want to do 12-hour, three or four 12-hour shifts a week?
Nope.
And be done with it?
12 hours suck.
That's crazy.
They do.
Yeah, 12 hours is wild.
12 hours sucks. So
I think
bad.
I could pull it off. Like, at my job, 12 hours is wild.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. For real, for real. Well, there's a lot going on in the news. Let's give some updates of what we've been up to because we got a lot going on. June 18th is Juneteenth, the parade in Harlem by Malcolm X's former mosque, but the mosque is still there.
Okay.
So it's June 18th in Harlem. That's 116th Street, between 5th and Lenox.
Yeah, I think it's Lenox.
I want to say. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But it's going to be the parade, and then they're doing the street fair as well. So the Rough Rider Radio is going to have a stage. So there's going to be performers and, you know, the whole thing. It's going to have food, you know, kids games. It's going to be live.
It sounds dope.
Yeah. So, and Rough Riders to the Rescue is going to be giving out free food to the community. They barbecue and the whole thing. So, it's going to be hamburgers and hot dogs and chips for the kids and veggie burgers for those that don't eat meat.
Oh.
Yeah, kind of keep it cute. Keep it healthy. I think, and they might have turkey burgers. You never know.
We love a good black holiday. I still don't think that white people need to get that day off, but that's just me.
I don't even think they should get MLK Day off.
That either.
Like, it's what... We'll
Isn't
get to that. We're going to get to that. Because I have a top. That's something that's in the news, too. So I have something for that.
Okay.
But, yeah. That's what we're doing. So that's June 18th. And, of course, the meet and greet for all the Rough Riders that are coming in town in New York. The meet and greet is Friday, the 14th. The Spanish Mob Rough Rider chapter in the Bronx is hosting the weekend as well. So those y'all coming in, coming to hang out, you know, come and celebrate Juneteenth. And then there you go. Then also, the Wave Tour finale, June 14th and the 25th. What's my dates? June 24th. June 24th and the 25th. I can't get it out.
Gotcha.
So Friday is the meet and greet here in the studio. So we're going to do a cipher. We got some artists, a lot of artists coming in from out of town, from Puerto Rico, from Florida, Philly, Baltimore. It's going to be nice. And then Saturday, of course, is the finale.
Spirit
to
fingers.
Pick a winner, a couple winners. So we have like three different genres of music. We're doing hip hop, pop, R&B, Latin. It's gonna be nice. So I'm excited.
It's gonna be a vibe.
Are you guys excited?
You're gonna come. You're excited.
What about you, 40? You excited or what?
He looks so alarmed.
Yeah, he's like, what? God, yeah, I'm excited.
I'm excited. I'm ready to see everybody come bring their A game.
They better.
Huh?
I said, hold the finger up if you're in danger.
I'm blinking.
He didn't pick the signal. He didn't get the signal.
Nah, I'm blinking. He understands.
So yeah, we're gonna be putting in work. So it's gonna be exciting. I mean, I can't wait to see. It's gonna be rooftop, so it's gonna be like super, you know, sexy. It's gonna have a whole vibe. We're gonna have caterers. It's gonna be nice. And drinks, you know, the whole thing.
All the rappers gonna come grown and sexy.
Yes.
That's what you were saying too. They gotta be sexy now in order to get on. Yeah. More gangster, right?
No, nobody wants to do that. Look, you're coming to the rooftop finale, you're gonna have to be sexy. Don't come no gangster bullshit. And then some people, I
keep
think
it cute.
Please do.
Yeah.
Yes. No twerking. But you never know. I think everybody, all the artists that are coming are not
twerking,
like,
is not sexy.
They're not in the twerk category.
It's they're, sexual.
But it's not sexy.
I mean, well, you guys have issue with twerk?
Beauty is in my eyes. Are you okay?
Nah, but that was a good point. It's sexual, but not sexy. Eh, I get it.
You guys have an issue with twerking, don't you?
No.
Yes, you do.
Say that.
Yes, he said, whoa.
Sounds like you got a problem with it, and I don't appreciate it.
Definitely.
For all the twerkers
that.
Of the world, no, you know? He's like, I'm
yeah,
here for
like,
it.
What the hell?
Like, I like it.
Send in your personal videos.
Being that we're talking about Juneteenth, I want to tell you guys about this school in Indiana. Children's Museum slammed for offering Juneteenth watermelon salads. Didn't we just talk about this? Didn't we have the whole... red velvet thing, ice cream from Walmart.
But you know what's so crazy about that? There was actually
I'm still offended.
There was a TikTok, and I remember when they actually, when they like made it a federal holiday. This girl was basically like in the TikTok. She was like, "How they're gonna commodify the holiday?" And I remember she was like, "Oh yeah, you get three watermelons for $1 because it's Juneteenth." Period. Like little dumb shit like that, and it's like. You guys are losing the point of the day.
I'm offended.
I feel like it's like why? That, like, we treat pretty much any other racial holiday like that. Cinco de Mayo.
Not too.
St. Patrick's Day.
Tacos,
when
beer.
You think about it, that's
yeah, it works, so we can't be no Latin, man. Yeah,
we freaking
that's
can.
True. That's actually very true.
I feel like it's just the American way. Like, every holiday gets turned into some ridiculous parody racial. Of what it's supposed
yeah,
to
but
be.
It's,
sombreros.
Everything that's a little next level for me. I'm sorry. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being sensitive because it's just different to me. It ain't the same as tacos. It's just not.
I mean, wasn't the Cinco de Mayo, wasn't it because of like the war? Low key.
It's because, well, you know, we can get into it, but it's about their country, the whole thing. It ain't nothing to do with Africa, fucking watermelon. Like, that's like a negative connotation and they don't go together.
I mean,
those two don't go together. I'm sorry.
It's interesting.
I just don't like the fact that they're doing it. But to his point, he's right. We do like they this year. They really dragged like Cinco de Mayo. Like they were like Cinco de Mayo, Seven de Mayo. Like they were like they kept going for like 5 days. It was a whole thing. But yeah. I get it.
And they had like the mayonnaise inside the sink. Tomo Cinco de Mayo. That was like really bad.
What?
really bad.
I didn't see that. What?
That was bad. I was like, that is just not nice. But I'm just saying, like, but I don't celebrate Cinco de Mayo. I'm not.
Nah, I'm not going to. I think black people might be like.
We celebrate it. You know what?
Black people celebrate.
When you
Cinco
see
de
black
Mayo.
People celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
Probably
clubs be packed.
Probably more than. Mexican people, just a little bit.
You're totally right. I'm not even gonna.
Yeah.
But you know, like, you see black people celebrating St. Patrick's Day, like.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Kind of gonna draw the line there.
Yes.
Where do we draw the line, black people?
I've never seen as much black people celebrate that for Cinco de Mayo, but I definitely see like a few like here and there. I ain't gonna lie, anytime where it's like, you know, St. Patty's Day and stuff like that, of course I see like. A lot of Irish people, but with Cinco de Mayo, I see a whole lot of black people.
I see a whole lot of black people.
I know. I'm just saying. I'm still.
She's like, yeah, no.
I know, I get it. But why does it have to go to like watermelon? Why can't it be soul food? I understand. Why can't we just do like something that?
So if they said fried chicken, that would be better.
Dude, no.
Collard greens.
Soup. Yeah. Can we say soup?
It's gonna be the same either way.
Yeah, we would still feel offended. It's just a sensitive topic.
Cornbread. Yeah. They start selling cornbread
they
for cheap.
They said fried chicken, I would have like, lost my mind.
Like, why is the cornbread on sale?
Yeah. Like, what do you think? Two for instead a dollar.
Of, instead of birthday cake ice cream, they got cornbread ice cream. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pound cake, sweet potato, everything. I'm like, this is microaggressive.
What's going on?
I'm feeling some sort of way right now, right? I was, but like I was offended by the Juneteenth red velvet ice cream from Walmart.
That was just messed up because they stole that from a black woman. So
that's my point.
That's even crazy. Yeah,
it's even
that
worse.
Was crazy.
Yeah, and you stole my shit
on Juneteenth. Like, come that's on, y'all.
All holidays. Like, well, now this museum is saying we're sorry. We're taking the watermelon salad off the menu.
But what pisses me off is that there
they've done it after the fact.
And there was definitely at least one black person there, and y'all didn't think to act like who was not speaking out.
That's yeah, why like who's on the board?
Yeah, this is a good idea. This is great.
Like I said, what if it's a black person's idea? Like,
shut up!
Oh my god! Sorry.
How has he just roll up in the building?
I feel like a fan. Oh my god!
Right?
Yo, that's that
Hezzy
love.
I know.
Right?
Oh my god!
Crazy. I missed you, man.
I want a cool handshake. Can we do a cool handshake? Let me get something. Yeah. How you doing, Hezzy?
Shut the whole show there.
Period. It's giving celebrity. Honestly, with the whole thing, it's just that. Let's like we should probably actually take into account that we shouldn't like celebrate other people's holidays as much. Not because your whole point just shut this whole thing down. Yeah. It's like, ooh, well, he's right.
America really has boundary issues.
Yeah.
Think of any they take a American whole holiday.
That's a fact.
They took St. Valentine and made him a butt naked baby shooting arrows. Like that's
good point. That's a very good point.
They'll take anything, and Americanizing it is like what Disneyfying is to a movie.
I still never figured out the whole bunny
Thanksgiving
thing.
Is wild though. That's I'm not even gonna wild. Hold you.
America was like, yo, forget everything else. We eat.
But did you ever?
No, but
eating.
Thanksgiving. Did you forget the bunny
has
thing?
The best.
What about the bunny thing though? With
Easter,
bunny
yeah.
That lost
that's
me.
That's weird.
I don't know. I don't know what's the name of
the Easter bunny. Yeah, the bunny
that
lays
Jesus. Legs,
bro.
And chicks come out the eggs. That's the weird part.
Whoa. Oh, I thought it was chocolate.
Is never the bunny mind. Stealing eggs?
Wait, no,
chickens?
Yeah, I think there was a story about I could be making this up. You're not on the mic. You're not on the mic.
I don't.
Now, but I heard. Like, I could be wrong. I should Google this, but that bunnies have a reputation for stealing chicken eggs or something like that. I should Google this.
So
let me just say
I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, American capitalism.
Your time is over.
Yeah, on Easter too. Was they always
it's
kind of
like
Jesus
Santa Claus.
Birthday?
Poor baby same Jesus. Thing. They just took it all.
They literally
Nick. They took.
They make sure that every holiday, whether it's religious or not, has like a commodifiable counterpart.
Mm-hmm.
So when you really
but there
think
was
about
a Saint Nick that was a saint. Like, but he helped children and. You know, gave to the poor, and they turned him to a fat white guy in a red suit.
Nick, well, it's more sand than anything.
Damn.
It's weird. Like, it's weird to think about. I think that's the only idea. One that America respected and was like, was Halloween. They just kind of changed the curfew.
No, is it? Wait. Is it Halloween? No, that's not Day of the Dead.
Nah, that was more respectable.
Is that Day of the Dead?
Original.
That's not Day of the Dead. What's the
that's a Spanish holiday. Yeah,
yes, but that's where they took it from, if I'm not mistaken.
It is.
They took it from Day of the Dead. Halloween is not.
Like
the Day of the Dead is like our Memorial Day.
Like I'm saying,
Spanish
like
Memorial Day is the Day of the Dead.
The same way, you dress your face up to scare the spirits back. That's why.
That's a fact.
We don't do that Memorial Day.
Yeah, we ain't dressed.
We barbecue. But we eat though.
Nah, that's fine. We gonna eat.
Halloween. That's what the
who said that? Black people are gonna eat regardless of what the holiday is. We gonna make it happen.
Yeah, that's what I'm eating on Halloween.
I eat Halloween, candy.
Now I'm out there having dinner on Halloween. Shape or form.
That'd be fly.
I went to the funeral once and they had chicken there, and I was like, I can't eat.
You said what?
I went to a funeral once and they had, I think Hezzy was with me.
And they had chicken there? You went eat at the funeral?
Funerals got the best food.
I was about to say.
Don't they? It's that food, them green beans
it's
be
like
on point.
Somebody put the spirit in it.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I'm dead for the after party.
Niggas was crying until that food come out. Now it's tears of joy.
The macaroni and cheese be hitting the spot just right. Yo.
Just how they like it then. No, it
literally. I'll wait for holidays to go cut from the mac and cheese, though.
I'll let you be in the South for a funeral.
Ain't gonna lie to you.
Nah.
Hey, B, you go. That's a feast.
That turns into a potluck.
Everybody no, for real. No, for real. You're supposed to. That's part of our culture.
That's mad funny, but it really do be hitting, though.
But we get our eat on, though, man. Let me tell you.
That's one thing I think is dope about, like, when you got, like, I don't know, because my family like that. When you in a joyful mood, you know what I mean? Like, it is definitely, like, I think something that black people do that other cultures should look at.
Well, I think food brings people together, of course. Being around the table, fellowshipping, just everybody joining in, and just even in times of sorrow, like having food and everybody just sitting there, it can lift your spirits because, you know, even just in being in medicine, eating can make you feel better. And so just having somebody come in this, and you guys are, we're all embracing each other and we're having good food. And even if, like you said, it's a time of sorrow, but it still brings you together. It still, you know, holds you in. That's why they give you food to go home. And everybody, somebody that's passed away in your family, everybody brings food to the house so they, you know, can feel comfort, don't have to worry about anything. And there you go.
And that's like so much sin right there, so much gluttonous.
That statement that you made is how my 600-pound life got started. Because eating made people happy. Making people happier.
No, when you said it, I was like, sometimes too good. If it's not too good.
Oh, y'all went left.
When you said it, that's what I thought.
Rapper?
I love my 600-pound life. That show bangs.
Look,
my 600-pound life? What? Something Dr. Now? Dr. Now be cutting their ass every time. He never
y'all messed up my little moment.
Sorry.
That was beautiful.
Thank you, Hero. See, that's my friend. Give me some love.
That's mad funny.
Boom. Got you.
We apologize.
That's my dude.
Sorry.
That was having a pep moment.
Anyway. Nah, that was a great pep talk, though.
But that's mad funny because all of our mind immediately went to glutton.
I was like, whoa, this is wild.
Like, isn't that how you get fat?
Look at us negative-minded people.
Shame on all of you. Well, you know, it's New Music Monday. We're going to get into Nas and Hit-Boy's new album, Magic. It came out a few months ago, so we're a little behind, but we're going to catch up.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to check it out. Because we haven't heard from Nas in a minute. Hasn't it been a while?
Yeah, they was on a terror. Yeah. They dropped King's Disease 1, 2, and then his album. Yo, they was on a terror. Like, Nas really locked in with Hit-Boy.
All right, well, we're going to check it out. This is New Music Monday. When we get back, we're going to be doing a little bit more hip-hop news. We got a lot of stuff to get into. There's been a lot going on. And, of course, the question of the night and the new artist battle. Keep it locked.
You're tuned in to the Ride Along, baby, on Rough Riders Radio. Keep it locked.
I don't even know what's going on no more. I don't even know what's happening to me. There ain't no answers. I'ma figure some shit out though, yeah. Watches in order. Get my safe up. Get great.
I'm 21 years past the 27 club. It's like I went back into my past and then I sped it up. Robert Johnson, Winehouse, and Morrison found what heaven was. Heaven on earth, this shit is magic with no fairy dust. Home of the gully gates and the gruesome and the scary stuff. I told my brother, jump up and they gon' go through hell with us. They don't have a history in the streets that compare with us. Hood niggas, they wanna be us. Thugs in the St. Regis, only thing undefeated is time. Second is the internet, number three is this rhyme. Before security, my dog had to sneak in the nine. God must be on my side, I had to eat and provide. My winning streak is divine. I told Thun, leave the streets behind. Don't let them hype you with slow run beats, cheating the grind. Dog, I'm telling it like it is. You gotta deal with the consequence. When you running the niggas' cribs, nigga, you better be ready to sit. Dope dealers, street hustlers, pop cases. Throw dice, all pavement, cop chases. Big gamblers, scullies, high faces. Gang wars, hot spots, police raided. Left them speechless. Pick her down on this luck rapper, Betty
broker, the arrogance of a crackhead, mad at a weed smoker, or a pill taker who hated the steel wine drinker, a killer who used a gun to hate on a knife swinger. Aight, I get it, it's who the litest, we in competition. Y'all did it first and me to death, I got a proposition. You and your brother stop plotting on each other, plot on millions. Educate yourself, find to different areas of interest. Spread your bets out, double down on what's working, then you double up. Hands on your paper, they send the hate no matter what you touch. Honestly, I'm speechless, spotted grease, 20 pointers on a chain, I freaked it. Long chair in the hood, sitting comfortably. I must be insane, giving you bars, running companies. I'm done with the redundancies. Checking on my history, making content for Viacom, licensing music to Tiffany's. I come from dope dealers, street hustlers, pop cases, throw dice on pavement, cop chases, big gamblers, scullies, high faces, gang wars, hot spots, police raided, left them speechless. Just like when the judge read the sentence, bring your life away a minute, way a minute, left them speechless. To bounce back, feel the greatest feeling when they start the trend is finished. Leave them speechless. Cop a chain, a game. When the QB chain birth, most of the chains in the game. No post office, we stand for time. Took a slice out of the Big Apple, made apple pies. Family size, leather bombers and Nike Sakai's. Dangerous corners, you better pray that tomorrow arrives. Rap, Sugar Ray Robinson, nothing sweet. Y'all too out of shape to even box with me. Heavyweight, I know my way around the ring. Just like Shorty know a way around a storm. Making hits with hit boy, all he gotta do is hit record. Record breaking news, had to show up just to fill a void. Confused boy, little boys, y'all better keep your poise. Leave me out of the weasel shit. Be cool when you see me, I'm hot at all that rap diva shit. The hood know you pussy, so we don't bother believing it. Locked in on the instrumental, I took back the key to this. Run me the keys, run me the bees, run me that flow back. Your top three, I'm not number one, how could you post that? I would have crowned the city is mine, you cannot hold that. I'm not the one to go at, you fuck around me, Joe Black. Run me the keys, run me the bees, run me that flow back. What I'm saying, top three, I'm not number one, how could you post that? I would have crowned the city is mine, you cannot hold that. I'm not the one to go at, you fuck around me, Joe Black. What I'm saying, people saying what's already been said. Predictions, I don't listen, it's already in my head, no funny shit. Your most hungry place, I was past that in 28. Underground tapes, as my ass cap in publishing states. As we slide in the G-Ride, I've been getting criticized. It's keeping me energized, create with a business mind. I'm from where killers reside. A wild hood, only new goons since my childhood. Niggas say anything in these raps cause it sound good. Don't even mean what they say, horrible outlook. Y'all ain't really about this, house niggas. Y'all was in the house with it. We don't respect fake jewelry and silly outfits. Window down, blowing out kush. Great tits, New York's J. Prince on Houston Street. I caught the bounce before my nigga even bounced the beat. I took the hard way in this shit, man, it's the route for me. Run me the keys, run me the bees, run me that flow back. Your top three, I'm not number one, how could you post that? I would have crowned the city is mine, you cannot hold that. I'm not the one to go at, you fuck around me, Joe Black. Run me the keys, run me the bees, run me that flow back. Your top three, I'm not number one, how could you post that? I would have crowned the city is mine, you cannot hold that. I'm not the one to go at, you fuck around me, Joe Black. Why would I ever have to cop a chain again? Chain burst most the chains in the game.
This is Rough Riders Radio, where real hip hop lives.
Yes, yes. Yeah. It's
ugly outside, as muggy as money outside. 105 Fahrenheit, thunderous skies. The cloud shape, a clown face above where you reside. Under his eye, teardrop got the ugliest cry. They call my city Gotham City, opposite of pretty. Weatherman cannot predict bullets raining from out the 50. It's ugly outside, Big L would be here if it wasn't. Hella freeze over the day it doesn't get ugly out. How can we hug it out after we slug it out? We should be buying acres, adjusting each other's crown. That was your brother back then, how could you gun him down? This is what I live for, the inventor, the reinvention. I'm reincarnated, see what it hit for, yo. Even your mentor could get you sent for, get you chipped off if there's a prick off. You hit a brick wall, damn big dog. Dove in that water and got hit with a cannonball. Ugly Christmas sweater, party with no Santa Claus. Companies profit off of black trauma, that's ugly, mad ugly, just like Shanaynay and Wanda. You been through shit, I been through shit, every day is an honor. It's ugly how Mercedes Moore lost her life to a stalker. I'm on office every day until I see the love. KD3 on the way, this just to feed the bugs. It's ugly, it's ugly, it's ugly, it's ugly. Shit's ugly, shit's ugly. Yeah, one time. Yeah, it's ugly outside. They say beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I see the envy getting closer through my optics. Knew I had vision before I seen an optometrist. I seen a whole lot of shit, never altered my confidence or my consciousness. It's ugly outside, stay dangerous, stay out the mix. Popping back out on niggas, homie, I'm popping shit. Killing with no accomplices, watching my rear view, the envy is obvious. It's ugly outside, it's grown men jealous outside. It's grown ass women that'll have you set up to die. You really not a stepper, nigga, just step to the side. While I two-step on the beat, watch a veteran slide. JMJ seen him coming, wish he ain't hit the buzzer. Marvin Gaye, Young Dolph, we taking out our brothers. Distorted faces, solemn features, we kill each other. It's Mr. Ugly Man, Marlon Wayne's in a living color. It's ugly, it's ugly, it's ugly, it's ugly, it's ugly. Shit's ugly, shit's ugly. Yeah, one time. It's ugly, it's ugly, it's ugly, it's ugly. Shit's ugly, shit's ugly.
Dreams of flooding the town. Weather report looking rainy, but I skate through it daily. In a new gray Mercedes, waterproof Jordan ladies. I'm sizzling, scorching handsomely how they gotta pay me. Every recording off the head, I'm in the studio lately. I don't bang, but I'm making that crip. Let my bitch run in the web, so while I'm blazing the whip. Take my quotes, I'm here to give hope. Start a company from what are my phrases. We in the age of letting dumb shit kill your kingdom. Body bags for no reason. Young shit, blood slit, slurring off of the seagrams. Hair with it, creep through the shadows. Eyes wide open, ties still smoking. Brakes screeching, he's tweaking. He see himself way different than we see him. He speak as if these mean streets was only his region. Should everybody squeeze it? Niggas know what I came in this game with. I'm not an entertainer, that's just a disclaimer. But what I'm about to say, famous people say it, they hate being famous. Millionaires hate it, people take just to feel like they made. Whoever claimed that you changed cause that money came, they do the same if they saw their name on 100 things. Pardon the haters, it's my Billy behavior. If they don't say I'm the GOAT, that's the silly behavior. It's the ones you grew up with, that's with the dumb shit. They want you slump cause you get love, ain't that some shit? 20 trucks at the awards, we be moving so crazy. I don't buy into the hype, I'm in the studio lately.
The ones ones you grew up with. That's with the dumb shit. They want you slump cause you get love. Ain't that some shit? 20 trucks at the awards. We be moving so crazy. I don't buy into the hype. I'm in the studio lately. I don't bang, but I'm making that crip. Let my bitch run in the web, so while I blaze in the whip, I'm outta here. I told niggas I was in rare form on the last album. I ain't playing out here. It's not a game. Woo!
You're on the ride along when we come through your speakers. So turn it up and let's ride out.
We are back. That was Nas and Hit-Boy's new album, Magic. What'd you think? Did you like it? So far?
It was a bop.
Definitely.
I think hip-hop-y. They work well together.
Hit-Boy is perfect for Nas. Straight to the point.
Yeah.
Like, he really knows. It's dope because, like, whether if you, like, notice it or not, like, it's a hard adaptation with somebody like Nas, and, like, you know, and Jay-Z, the generation they have to go through to, like, even though I feel like Nas really didn't adapt as he was going along, he just knew how to do shit. Like, Jay-Z, like, really adapt doing songs with Future and all that other shit. Like, he really adapt, like, you know what I'm saying? And that's not to say that Nas fell short, but this version of Nas with Hit-Boy, it's so polished. It's crazy.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I think Nas, what he did, he took something that we thought was a time period, and he immortalized that classic 90s hip hop sound. Like, he was able to, he took it and it's still, you know, like that sound is still craved for in a way. Like, and I think that he carried that torch of, like, making the music still have its, I guess, like, valid.
Like, it doesn't sound outdated when he does
not
it
at all.
In 2022. So exactly. I'll definitely give him that, for real.
Cause a lot of people, do you think Nas is considered old school?
Yeah, he considered old school.
Yeah, okay. You have an issue with Nas. Don't you get off the mic, Hezzy.
No, I'm
you have an issue with Nas.
I know, I love Nas when I was a kid. I just didn't like the new version, but I guess because of the producers. I was gonna say Hit-Boy definitely did him right, because this is, like, one of the best versions of Nas I've heard.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
And I'm not the one to sit there and be like, oh, I'm about to knock that Nas. I will throw that on right now.
Okay.
Not like, it's so crazy because the chemistry between the beat and Nas is just like, there's songs where it's just like, of course, like, Nas is like riding a wave. With these beats, he is in all pockets. Bong, 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 bong. Whichever way the beat flows, he's eating on that shit.
Yeah,
like,
true,
he's all
true.
In the pocket with these beats. It's crazy.
Let me ask you guys a question, since we're on Nas. What diss track was better? Nas's Ether or Ice Cube's No Vaseline?
Nas.
Nas.
Wow.
Nas.
No hesitation?
Yeah, I thought you were about
biased,
to say
but
that.
But I'm going to go with Nas as well.
Yeah, it's not. I don't think it's biased.
I think it's biased because we from New York.
I hate
that too.
I hate this. I hate. I get
because
you,
it's
I get
so
that,
true,
but
though.
I hate this, though.
No, you, it's true.
That.
You
I
guys
definitely say
y'all are biased.
Nas is still better and not be biased because I listen to all of that, like, ever since I was young. Like,
but no. As much as we critique music, and I sit here every Monday with you guys and critique music, especially with, you know, 40, and if you guys are a lot harder on artists that aren't necessarily from the East Coast, I'll be nice.
All right, well, no.
I'll be nice.
She's at
East Coast. But you guys are a lot harder on, I mean, New York, you just expect a certain type of music. And, you know, I'll say it. You guys are not accepting to certain music. And you just were like, no, I'm not trying to hear it. You know, they're from you might even put them down because they're from a certain region.
Nah, that's
but I think that you guys are very New York, period. And I'm just gonna, you know, it's just what it is.
Nah, me
you guys are harder on artists outside of the East Coast.
Me personally, I'm not harder on rappers from, like, any other. Like, I really love music, so it's like, but, like, a lot of shit do sound like bullshit. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I could hear your opinion where it's just like, yo, this is the hottest song on my block. Well, it's just like, damn, you must not got nobody on your block, but I guess.
Wow.
But my thing is that
shots
fired. I could be wrong, right? Yeah, the West Coast music, you know, in the 90s and 80s and that stuff made its way to over there. But there's people in, like, the West and the South that was like, yeah, we was banging New York music. Like, we listened to y'all and stuff
definitely.
Like that.
But every artist outside of East Coast, every artist, period, outside of New York, they all end up coming to New York to make their music, to even sometimes find their sound. Like, you see these documentaries, and you know, you hear about them on YouTube and their stories, and within their story, they all made it to New York to get here and work with this producer, that producer, and pick up a different sound. Even like we're talking about Nas and Ice Cube. Oh. I mean, it's old school, but Ice Cube, once he left NWA, he came up to New York and picked up a different sound. What? And then that's when he started the diss track. You know, he came up with the diss track after that. So, like, people still gravitate to the East Coast, to New York specifically.
I feel like Ether is like the GOAT diss track. So it's hard to measure anything against Ether, because I feel like that's the only diss track besides, like, the story added on, you know, that really got personal. And it was just like,
cause nobody say, everybody say, yo, you Ethered him. Nobody say, yo, he no Vaseline him. Yeah,
cause that sounds crazy.
Yeah, that don't even sound right.
On top of that, Ether came out in the era was like shit talking to people was the thing, and I feel like that was like the first track of literally just, I feel like he wasn't rapping, he was literally just talking shit
to him. Yeah, like,
you know what I'm saying? So it was like that's an iconic track right there.
No Vaseline them is crazy though.
We could be saying that.
Can't be out here saying that. That's a big pause on that one.
It doesn't fit nowadays. That was a pause too. Never mind.
I didn't catch it. So
I
you're
didn't
lucky.
Realize what I said. Like, nah, that's a pause too. So listen, let's get into some hip hop news. 50 Cent cast Monique in season 2 of BMF after promising to put her back on. Now, everybody know, I mean, we don't have to get into it, and the back and forth with Monique, but you know she was blacklisted for a while with her feud with Tyler Perry, Lee Daniels. Now she's feuding with D.L. Hughley. She brought Steve Harvey into it. And, you know, I'm glad that she's able to get back to acting.
Does she hate these male comedians?
No.
No.
I don't think she hates them. I think she's just a strong minded woman, and she's
what's going on, like, what,
and she speaks speaks her mind.
How are they blackmail, like, those people?
They didn't blackmail, they blackballed her.
No,
she won an Oscar. Like, she won an Oscar
for so, Precious, right?
Yeah, yeah, so she felt like her price went up, which that's, you know,
should, and it started with her rate on the Netflix special. She thought, like you said, she
wanted equal pay. She's like, yo, I got an Oscar to my name, like, I'm a legend, y'all can't just lowball me, like, what the fuck. You know,
why was
I mean,
he doing that to her? Like, is it just because,
she's a black woman, technically? Because yeah, like, they paid happened, Amy yeah. Schumer like millions.
Yeah,
she's not even funny.
Literally,
they gave Dave Chappelle $50 million. I think they tried to offer her five.
I thought it was 30 per special.
30%.
It was 30 per special.
So that's 93
right now.
And she offered
her like 500,000.
For the whole thing.
And mind you, she was one of the headliners of Queens of Comedy.
Yeah.
Which is mind blowing. That's why.
Exactly.
When she was making all that ruckus, I was with her because I was like, nah, that's bogus. That's crazy.
And she basically, I wouldn't say stepped to Steve Harvey or not Steve Harvey, Tyler Perry and Lee Daniels.
No,
she asked for them to come support multiple times. And being that they didn't step up for her like they did her male counterparts, as she put it. Then she stepped to them. Like, how can you not support me? You know, I'm here supporting you. We're all in this comedy family together. Why am I not getting support from you? And they were just like, yeah. And like, then she kept going. She didn't let it go.
Damn, is 50 so then, paying her $500K? I bet she's
he's paying
now.
Her some money, though. She's not, like... And so now, you know, it's been a few years now already. Like, it's a few years already. So now she's, you know, she's back on again. And now it's the first time that she's got back on stage. She picked up right where she left off.
I think it's great because it's going to show them, this is what I do, you know, like, this is what y'all missed out on.
Yeah.
Because wasn't she supposed to play Cookie on Empire?
I think that was another
contract.
That
might have
been,
that,
yeah. But that was Lee Daniels.
That was Lee Daniels. I don't know if she was supposed to get that.
Yeah, that wasn't it. Because
she's been beefing with them for like 10 years.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's been a few years, like a lot. It's been a long time. And so they literally had blacklisted her. And so she wasn't getting no work. And 50 was, and she's a good actor. She's an actor.
She has an Oscar. Like, Will Smith don't even got an Oscar. Will Smith doesn't have an Oscar, but Monique.
He does.
Oh yeah, he do now.
Yeah,
but isn't that Oscar up to question? Like,
he might have to give it back.
Will Smith.
No, he got they banned him for 10 years, but he keeps the Oscar. Okay.
They gave it to him because he was scared. They were scared that what Oscar wasn't for him that night. This is your thing. You just do that.
I'm crying. Let him have it.
Calm him down.
I mean, but look, she's doing her thing, so I'm not even gonna, you know.
Right.
Should she go sit down and be quiet? Absolutely no. Not. And that's what people think. That's what the blogs are saying. Now you got back on. Maybe you just
no, but they're saying okay. So you know she's now having issues with DL Hughley and the whole closing the show thing. And but like even though it's like I get it. It's like okay because she's talking again. It seems like oh my God, Monique again. But the whole her whole point is that her contract says she closes the show. Now, whatever that promo, I feel like it's a miscommunication thing with like the person who's throwing the show. The promoter probably told her one thing and had her sign one thing, and then told DL one thing and had him sign something.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? But basically, what it is that she's saying, I signed as the headliner and I'm closing the show. DL Hughley was like, I'm the headliner. I'm not going on. I'm not performing if I'm not closing the show. So it's like a little back and forth. But it's like she's like, okay, so prove to me that, like, you know, they were going back and forth.
Yeah, but
and
the contracts and the whole
thing. I felt like in Monique's sense, she's right. Like if she signed paperwork to be a, and it says in her paperwork she's the closer and it was signed, then I don't know what to tell you. Now, if you want to say like, oh, the promoter told me da 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 da, whatever, that's probably on the promoter. So I do feel like they should have probably handled that off
stage.
The stage, you know what I'm saying? But she was, I saw that clip. She went in low key.
Yeah, she definitely did. And then he said
he went on his show the next morning. Was
talking
into
about the movie Precious. That was like a biography of your life. Like, dog, that wasn't right.
Yeah.
DL be hitting way below the belt. Unnecessary shit.
That was OD. That was really OD.
Anyway, I'm not even gonna talk about DL. I'm not gonna go because I don't want him coming after us. He like, remember on your show when you said so and so?
I'm like, what?
We don't want to hear about it.
I'd be thinking about that.
When we blow up. We gotta
regret all this shit. Like,
all that.
It wasn't me.
I didn't say that. Because people, those weird people that be going back 8 years ago and be like, when you said 2017.
March I'm definitely going to have to delete my Twitter.
You said, and then we got to deal with it. Then we got people protesting.
You got to rebrand.
You what?
So you got to rebrand after that.
Exactly. Change my name, the whole thing. I got to. That's too much. Way too much. Queen Latifah sides with Lil Nas X after he was snubbed from the 2022 BET Awards.
What?
That's crazy.
Yeah, he's really Jack upset Harlow.
Jack Harlow and Jack
got a BET Award nom before Lil Nas X.
And he was on Lil Nas X song that was
right?
Something so
baby, something
Industry Baby.
Industry Baby, yeah.
That's not crazy.
I love that song.
That's
so
nuts.
What happened to wait, insert Dr. Umar meme. What happened to the original plot of the movie?
Right?
What is going on?
What is going on?
What you need to get Deborah Lee back on BET, because what is this?
Now, Jack Harlow is do you think he's putting in the work?
He's not black.
No.
I know he's not black.
But
you said it real strong, too.
No. Okay. No disrespect.
Do you think he should have not gotten an award because
not before
black?
Lil Nas X? That's crazy.
Because he's not black?
If Lil Nas X had a song out at the same time, within that
they're
span.
They're on the song together.
Two songs.
Four, my bad. Four.
Four
bad.
Songs.
Four.
That and did he well. Was,
like, really well.
That boy put
Rodeo
up numbers.
Panini.
Let's keep it up.
Industry
I
Baby
forgot about Rodeo
and Montario.
And he had the song, the other one, the love song too.
He put up numbers. How is he not nominated? That doesn't make any sense. I feel like they did it just to take the piss.
No, you know what I feel.
Just saying, you think it's because of how he's so presented. Flamboyant and presented in the LGBTQ community. I left off letters. Please forgive me.
I'm fine.
You know what's weird? It's like back in the day, black entertainment was like Prince, Michael Jackson, real flamboyant dudes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then after a while, black entertainment television just became rappers. You know what I mean? Like, there's no in between. It's like, they don't even respect it
Prince
at all.
Prince and Michael Jackson never have devil sneakers?
Like, Travis McCoy
not.
Never made it to BET.
Who?
Travis McCoy. Gym Class Heroes, dude.
That was iconic, too.
Never made it to BET.
But how are you going to... You can't compare Lil Nas X
neither
to Prince
the Pussycat,
Michael
though.
Jackson. absolutely.
I'm
not
saying he's on their level. I'm saying that level, like there's
saying that genre of like artists,
that style. Yeah,
yeah, like the flamboyant. That's like he's outwardly gay. Yeah, that's the only difference. But like,
do you think that's what why he didn't get nominated? And because of the whole devil worship?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like real flamboyant
devil worship. Blood
Lil
sneakers?
Richard.
My first question is: did he submit? If he submitted and they didn't pick him, then that there's definitely a problem. If he didn't submit anything to BET, then
nah. I mean, we can say for what it is. Jack Harlow got next to Drake. We can say for exactly for what it
that
is.
That wouldn't
mean,
say
not a damn
what?
Thing.
Say it again.
That Jack Harlow got next to Drake. Like he did it. Like there's other rappers, you know, like JB Blockboy. You know, there's other rappers that like, you know, got next to Drake. But in all reality, it's just like look at their careers now. Like Jack Harlow, like. He didn't bubble for a long amount of time, but he bubbled into the perfect, like, temperature, I guess. Because, like I said, he's right next to Drake now. And that's exactly... And he got a career that they can see that can keep going after this. Like, you know, so...
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, Lil Nas is, like, at this point, I feel like he's, like, Black Adele. You know how Adele come out and then she drops something and disappear? To be the most fiery song that
And then just dip.
Never hear from her. That's what Lil Nas is.
You know what
like,
also I think it is because nobody really talked about Lil Nas X's album. I listened to the whole thing too. I liked it, but I can see why nobody is talking about it. Like, and why Jack Harlow album is more anticipated.
But more like, more I do believe the blood shoes, blood sneakers had a lot to do.
But I feel like Montero.
Because I don't black think people don't deep. Play that. We just don't play in that game. We don't play in that lane. We don't play in that realm.
But
the, and we will judge.
I don't
you.
Think that's it, though.
I'm just saying. I mean, I'm just putting it out. I don't know.
No. I know
saying.
Because
maybe it was that
21 Savage when he first came out and he was nominated for the BET Awards. He was doing all that devil shit. Nobody said nothing.
Yeah. I think it's like, a mixture.
Who?
21 Savage.
He was doing all that devil stuff.
Yeah.
What stuff he was doing?
Like saying weird shit 666 when he first came out. Yes.
Are you talking about Tyler the Creator or something?
No, I'm talking about him too. But I'm talking about 21 Savage. He used to do some weird shit too.
Oh, I've never seen that
shit. Yeah, Tyler too. Like Tyler.
Well, Queen Latifah is standing up for him, saying that it wasn't right.
It wasn't, cause
I feel like it's like we get bubbled into just liking rap, and that's so weird. Like that's what BT is. You like rap. That's it. They don't, you know, it's like, it's either they playing R&B, hip-hop, gospel, that's it. We don't dabble in the pop. You know what I mean? Like, they don't show pop artists, rock artists who are black any type of respect.
No, so I'm saying, like, what was the point? Like, nah, I'm not saying you're wrong, but...
No, I'm saying, like black entertainment isn't just rap. And that's why I think it also plays a part too. Like Jack Harlow's a rapper.
Okay.
Lil Nas isn't necessarily a rapper.
He's more,
you know,
pop.
What I mean?
He even did the song rapper? With
Doja Cat?
Yeah.
Technically, yes.
She can rap, but I don't think she's a rapper.
And industry definition, no, she's not. She's a pop artist.
So what makes them,
you know, you don't hear Doja Cat in the black community?
No, but you don't think Lil Nas X can rap?
Who?
Lil Nas X.
He's obviously very talented. I don't think that's a question.
Next to the question.
Yes, he can. Like, if what he's saying on them little quick raps he says on his songs, and his song is still getting billions of views, yes, he can. I might not like it personally.
Is Doja Cat? Because you're saying Doja Cat can rap, but Lil Nas X is... Are you saying he can't rap, or he's just not a rapper?
No, he's not a rapper. Not a I'm rapper. Not saying he can't rap. I'm saying technically he's not a rapper.
Okay.
He's saying so
he's
they're not
going to
really show him respect at the BET Awards.
Is technically Doja Cat a rapper to you?
Technically, to me, she spits on certain songs, but she has more pop songs, so I can't say she's a rapper.
All right,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Same thing with Lil Nas. It's like he's not a rapper. He's a pop artist.
I don't think Doja Cat's a rapper.
Unlike you, she went a little in on like you.
That's the song you pick? Alright, see, now I feel like I'm bullshitting because there's other songs where I definitely...
Exactly.
Like, see? Oh, no. That's great.
What?
Don't she can spit, though.
Yeah,
she can spit. That's what I'm like, wow.
Yeah, she can spit a little bit.
I just don't think she's a... I don't think she's a rapper. I think she's
class.
An artist
yeah.
who she, like...
Chris
Doja
Brown,
Doja in particular, she's one of those people who, like, she actually studied, like, her craft. So she did, like... all the five rounds of hip hop, like, you know, the graffiti, the dancing, the mm-hmm. like she knows her craft. So I wouldn't even say that she's a rapper. I think I think that's one of her lanes, but I don't think she's just a rapper. I think she could do multiple things.
Yeah, for sure.
So I wouldn't classify her as that. Same thing with Lil Nas X, because he could spit too. He's actually pretty nice.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if somebody's not writing it for him. I don't know.
So
I know
we agree. Old Town Road. Don't think he should have been snubbed.
No,
at least get
of course
enough.
Not.
Who's the best pop rapper to you? Is it Chris Brown?
Pop rapper?
People like in that category.
Trey Songz, bro. Trey
for
Songz
real?
Going crazy for a little minute.
For real? You
really
think
back
so?
In the day, you ever heard Trey Songz rap? Mm-hmm. Any of his raps? Mm-hmm. Look it up one day.
Nah, not yet.
Now I'm about to do it too. I'm like, what? I never heard this.
I heard his raps, definitely.
When he had braids. Oh, wait, no, I'm thinking of Lloyd.
I'm like, Lloyd was
Jason had
braids. He definitely had braids. Yeah.
Only singing ass niggas had cornrows.
Well, it's New Music Monday. We're going to get back into Nas's album with Hit-Boy called Magic.
New Music Mondays. Send your music to the Ride Along at yahoo.com and get your music heard. It's the Ride Along.
Of his girl dancing with the baby, like, fuck it, it's my time, but if God save me, maybe I'll erase any vice that could potentially bring harm to me. Before I make a move, I think about it karmically. Everything come back like a boomerang. I'm black as Paul Mooney slang. And all I pray for is health and a sustainable business and a faithful missus. I see a lot of people try to be who they ain't. We don't want money that fit in the bag, we want the bank. Just to spread it around like icing on the cake. White tiger out the cage, Mike Tyson in 88. Dedicated like Jack Boys on Melrose. Smash and grab, yo, this word became a hellhole. Stay cool is what I tell those youngins, so they don't end up in jail clothes.
I dedicated my life, my life. Dedicated my life, my life. I dedicated my
that is his inspiration.
I dedicated my damn life. If I wanted to now, I could live an old man life. Confronted with how the hood could use more funding, more budgets for more teachers, financial literacy, more speeches. Chefs come cook for me, look what it took for me. The streets had its hooks in me, yeah. People ask me what books to read. Destruction of black civilization, that's history. Journal of Chris Columbus, that is what interests me. Juneteenth holiday finally came and it pisses me off for the fact that we came and changed. You'll be physically in pain, dedicated like Ricky Walters, Dougie. I dedicated my life, my life. I dedicated my life, my life. I dedicated my I dedicated my I dedicated my life, my life. I dedicated my life, my life. I dedicated my
test, yeah. You know, get to this point, I might have to write a script, a manuscript. Yo. Yo, ghetto manners, is you thugging me or asking? Finessing me or pressing me when none of that is happening? Accessory to murder, not necessarily missing. Objection, she ain't constructs a pelly pale or advancing. Ratty close, we haven't spoken years, pat his coat. Check his waistline, he's spying on who has the most. Best to leave me alone, I get in my zone. Laughing with African presidents while over the phone. Should be feeling like the last day's cash made. Mirrors on the ceiling with a bad babe. Same age, but niggas be having bad grades. Million man march from real niggas, never last place. Blazing gas like young Haitian Jack. Me and money go together like the 80s and crack. Shorty aura like Kimora rocking baby fat. I'm dropping balls, nigga, like I'm on stage with Smack. To my niggas who had staples from they navel up. Healed up, had to chill a while, lay in the cut. Shorty tried to walk me down in the Mercedes truck. Pulled up, cobblestone ground in my palatial hut. Paradise for niggas still doing deals in the street. Original backwoods, I fill them with green. Am I a musician or am I a magician? No tricks, just real shit. Straight out the kitchen. Pure magic, magic. No tricks, no tricks. No tricks, no tricks. No tricks, pure magic. Magic, magic, magic. Magic, magic, magic.
the most recognized source of hip-hop and R&B on the planet. Rough Riders Radio.
Can't bury you with your money. Can't bury you with your bitch. Born alone, die alone. Housing mentality, shoot them down days. Going out of town with a couple of pound plates. Always the one you call your friend, but then it's style chase. Hard time for nonviolent crimes, that's an outrage. We need a meeting, money and fame is bleeding. You never really know the reason why two people is beefing. Bloody murder, in the 80s he had Sway Louis seats in the bourbon. Did it dirty, his sentence started turning. Look at life, took advice from the streets of burning. Nothing nice, John Boy Ice, his death undetermined. Pick a Allen anywhere for your happy soul or returning. When I'm gone, I pray my family don't get the cash and burn it to the floor. Black force laced up, Galactica glaciers, 88 carats, immaculate pay stubs. The niggas do a crime, I drop a rhyme, it's the same rush. And they been sending shots a nigga way, but they ain't struck. Can't fuck with me, I've been outside since $1.50 was the only way to get your face done. Doggy style, CD turn, that murder was the case up. Thinking when I drop my first shit, I'm leaving they face crunch. Black from the dark side of Vernon, drove from the dime block. They had it clicking, but today it's a new slimes out. Instagram trick in the hood, what they crying about? Petty crimes, bitches and money, that's what they lying about. Niggas ain't telling the truth for nothing. No. Y'all don't look like the truth to us. Hype up that little dirt you did, that ain't shit to the kid. What? Niggas ain't telling the truth for nothing. No. Nigga. Y'all don't look like the truth to us. Hype up that little dirt you did, that ain't shit to the kid. Now you got your marching orders. This shit'll make your mouth water like food grill with wood chips. Woolrich, button up flannel, looking wolfish. My hair woofing, central bookings, simple lessons. One foot on the curb, one foot in the Lexus. My style is eclectic, eat you pussies for breakfast. Then I offer refreshments. Look all that fly shit you're hopping on. They take a wash from your arm and cops do nothing about it. That's what's going on. Many changes, more racist. When I was touring the nation with warrants on probation, I was a small kid amazed with the thought one day I'd be banking. I'd be from drinking Poppy to Abu Dhabi, probably Polly Besides crank the engine on the 74 Chevy Chevelle. Shorty friend is a snake, I told her her bestie ain't real. You gotta watch that. As the lobster crack, I spray the rocker rack. Your reputation, you can't clean that shit up at no laundromat, sucker. See, somebody has to say it. The boys still ain't graduated. I must say they capped the greatest. Be real, my team is mature, the bags are secure. Surrounded by addicts addicted to having more. Niggas ain't telling the truth for nothing. No, no. Y'all look like the truth to us. Hype off that little dirt you did, that ain't shit to the kid. Niggas ain't telling the truth for nothing. No, no. Y'all look like the truth to us. Hype off that little dirt you did, that ain't shit to the kid.
Streets right now, probably in your hood. You know, it's the Ride Along.
All right, that was Nas and Hit-Boy Magic. I like the album. What do you think?
Great, like, great piece of work.
Majority of it.
All this right. is different. This is the one I like the most so far.
That's on like the last one.
Disease?
No, I mean like this particular song on this album.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Did you like King's Disease?
I gotta hear it. That's crazy, right? I was trying to avoid it.
Stairs in 40. The
yeah, like what? Yeah. You not? You didn't hear one or two? You heard Spicy.
Yeah,
I like that. I like Spicy. I like that song.
So you ain't hear on King's Disease 2 when Lauryn Hill took off on Nas?
Yeah.
You ain't hear that song?
Iconic.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Took off on Nas, man. Huh?
Now she's not gonna drop anything till she. 72. She's gonna show
I don't
up
think
in 20
I think I honestly I'm not gonna hold you. I don't think she's gonna drop. I think Nas had to call in like 300 favors to get that. I'm not gonna hold you.
Yep.
Especially that verse. Like that's he could have called I'm and saying. Gotten her, but he got that verse.
Yeah.
Why would I join them when I could beat him now?
But she hasn't dropped anything. Like, do you You know what I mean? She hasn't dropped any.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like he had to call his favors. Like, he had to call his cousin to come out.
Not a verse, nothing.
I don't ever think it was like a phone call. It was something that he had to do. Not on like no secret society stuff. But I think it's some stuff that he really had to like do. He probably traded some royalties.
I'm crying. He's like, yeah.
For her to get that.
Something deep.
Because even.
Yeah.
It had to be.
You're probably so wrong about this.
Totally.
Maybe he just called her up and was like.
She
probably was like, yeah, sure.
No, but that's a real thing, though. Because I was watching this interview, and Prince actually. I forgot who it was, but this one artist wanted to collab with Prince, and Prince was like, do you own your masters? And the artist was like, no. And he's like, I can't collab with you. So they do things like that. That's actually a real thing.
That's crazy.
Y'all so boss shit.
Nah, but yeah.
Well, we got some more hip hop news to get into before we get into this new artist battle. It's been 30 years. The Martin Show is doing a reunion special, and they're dedicating it to Tommy.
I don't.
You know, because you know he passed away, right?
I know. That's why I'm like, I don't think they should do it.
You don't think so?
No.
There was so much fighting on that show behind the scenes.
There was.
So
it was
to see them
the last two seasons was weird as hell.
Uh-huh.
Would you guys judge me if I tell you I wasn't that much of a Martin fan?
I wasn't either.
I love Martin.
Slightly.
The first three seasons hit.
I didn't watch that growing up. I'm just now starting to watch Martin. It's funny and stuff like that.
I love Martin.
Would y'all judge
me? I mean, I watched it for a little bit, and then like the first maybe one or two seasons, and then I was kind of done with it.
Would y'all judge me?
Because all the extra edit characters, I just couldn't do it. Yeah, I would judge you.
If I told you I was only watching Wayne's Bros and My Wife and Kids?
No.
Andy Miller Naka Show?
Wow. That's my shit. I think everybody watched that when it was out there.
What, Andy Milonakis?
No, all three.
What show are you? What are you saying?
Andy Milonakis show.
Okay.
You know who Andy Milonakis is?
No, because you're saying it fast and it sounds
Andy
weird.
Milonakis.
I don't know.
You can't say it slow.
Okay, no.
I got peas on my head.
But don't call me a pea hat.
I got peas on my head.
But don't call me a bee hat.
No, definitely not. I know for a fact. That I haven't.
Now, excuse me, I got to get my tree fed. Don't get me started. Don't get me started.
But I like
name brand and I make my own clothing.
You think they should just keep it too?
They should keep it.
Yeah, you don't think so?
Because even Martin's kind of like he's not.
Yeah, because him.
Is he gonna do all?
He's in a
different
phase of life. I can tell. So it's like it's not. I don't think he's gonna hit the same way.
Is he gonna do all the characters? I wonder if he's gonna do all of them.
He has to do Jerome at least.
He's gonna do Shenanigans.
After Bad Boys 3, I feel like Martin is such a different dude now that it's so. You know what I mean? Like,
I feel like he's in a different phase of life. That's why I was like, yeah.
It's like he's drastically different, like, from who he was back then.
I mean, he's a grandpa. Like, nothing wrong with that. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know.
No, but
like, take it back to Martin.
Are they doing an episode or like, are they
just.
It's
a reunion special. So I don't know.
It's probably just an episode, like, of where they would probably be at now or something. But to his point, like, Will Smith is still kind of like Will Smith.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But Martin, like, I feel like Martin went to rehab and came back and he's, like, you know, living this kumbaya life.
Yeah. So you don't think he would be funny, like,
not that he wouldn't be funny. Martin's funny as hell, like, even now. But
I went to one of his stand-ups. The last, like, what was it, maybe the last 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
I think he was at Madison Square Gardens. And actually, he was fucking funny.
Yeah, he's
and
still funny.
And I was really surprised
because
I was like, I don't know. But then I was, you know, he was really funny. But he was talking about exactly what we're talking about. The, you know, changes of how he used to be to how he is now. And
yeah.
He's calmed down. But he made it funny, you know, because how wild he was. So, you know, it's a little different.
I feel like if I could be wrong about this. But if they made like a serious version of Martin, like they did Bel Air, that shit would probably be like a lot more. I wouldn't say deeper.
I mean, Martin got kind of deep when he didn't make it to on the Varnell Hill show.
Call the shit Detroit Lawrence.
What?
Dead ass.
It's probably gonna just be called Detroit or some shit.
I think it would be dope if you think about it.
Of the controversy that be in that to be taken serious throughout that show. Mm. A nigga, you know, that's like really trying to be with his girl and marry her. He got two best friends that could probably be off the edge and some other chick that he really hate or some shit like that. Jerome really being a slick nigga on the block and all this other shit.
A snotty nose kid that keep coming
the dojo
over.
Dude the that really be whooping that
selling
ass.
Drugs,
yeah,
facts.
Yeah, Roscoe always at your door. Yo, buy this from me before I
the
shoot
annoying
you.
Annoying, yeah.
And the crazy neighbor that, lives across the hall.
Policeman.
Yeah, he can. Like, that is a whole movie right there.
Nah, that's,
right.
They could dramatize Martin though. I'm not going.
Yeah, they should.
Because they did a pretty good job of it. Did y'all watch Bel Air?
Yeah,
they
I watched every episode.
It's a good show.
I ended up just like.
They, well, they got picked up for season two, so I'm excited to see they what did? They're going to do with season two.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never
so get
it.
This show. Cameron. It's hosted by Cameron. Paramount Plus announces a makeover series called Hip Hop My House.
Oh, that's God.
After we found out about the behind the scenes with Pimp My Ride.
Oh, yeah.
And I get your
I
house so hip hop.
I love Pimp My Ride. I love that. And Tiffany to find out Haddish it's not even real. That hurt my feelings.
She was on a lot of stuff.
Did y'all know Tiffany Haddish was on that?
Yeah, I saw
no,
that.
I
that's
that.
Crazy.
She was on a lot of stuff. Like guest starring, or I think she was on Jerry Springer at one point.
Yeah.
Background acting.
She was doing everything.
It's crazy out here. But Hip Hop My House is wild. What are
Hip-hop
they going to do?
Hip Hop My House.
By Cameron.
Cameron's yes, funny. But Cameron's actually quite the character, so I'll probably watch for him.
Hell
like,
yeah.
Watch it. Like,
this
Cameron.
Is real coke in your living room.
Yo.
Yo, Cameron is a real thug. Like, you know, that's so weird, son.
Now, how do you guys feel about this? Because I meant to bring it up earlier. Because we were talking about at the beginning of the show with Juneteenth and, you know, the whole appropriation and Nas, Lil Nas X and Jack Harlow nomination. Now, Jack Harlow took over a drive-thru window at an Atlanta KFC to promote his upcoming Cabo meal.
Now, how did you feel about that?
Because he's white, should he be talking about having chicken?
They came to him with the deal.
It's just it's
and
just,
you said it's about Pop my fault. You said Popeye's or KFC.
KFC.
Either which way, they owned by white people, ain't it?
That's true.
And like,
you get my point though. Is that offensive?
No, they came to him with the deal. It's offensive if they would have got Wesley Snipes to do it.
why chicken so sacred?
Like, why? Because chicken bangs every which way you cook it.
Hell
right?
Yeah.
And every KFC, yo, don't people know that we like
the guy in the bucket is white than,
or Chinese chicken at that?
That's
I
true.
Signed a deal with that.
Yeah.
I signed a deal with Chinese chicken. All of them.
Wow.
Look, Chinese stores got no commercial. I would be the first.
Yo,
one.
That's how you know they got
no promo, no PRT.
Yeah, they don't need crazy. A commercial. They don't got
triple platinum.
A little magical character. They don't got. Nothing. No clown selling you chicken.
Nothing. I'll say this for McDonald's though. McDonald's couldn't work because they got rid of all them characters. Now it's still big.
They saw the Chinese spot. They was like, yo, he don't even. The lights be on half the day.
You guys even see McDonald's commercials anymore?
No. I mean, no, not really.
Yeah, you don't see them anymore. You don't see Burger King.
I don't watch TV no more though.
Was it racist that they got a black guy to sing about McNuggets like years ago and he was mad because his girlfriend took him? Remember that? He said, girl, I only got a 10 piece. It was her that got
it. It was an R&B
song. Girl, you got a 10 piece, why you got to be stingy? You sure it wasn't McDonald's?
No.
Sure it wasn't McDonald's?
It was McDonald's, but it was an R&B song. I remember
I thought you said Arby's.
So
dumb. Nah, but was that racist?
They got mad at Mary J. Blige for singing Crispy Chicken. Crispy chicken.
Oh, remember that?
That shit was a bop, though.
I love the fact that you're singing.
It was a bop.
Yeah. I love you.
Because they really came out. I understood why, but then I'm like, but you got Megan talking about hottie sauce. Like, come on, yo.
Yeah,
like,
but look, if Taylor Swift sung the crispy chicken, we would think it's racist, too.
Yo, damn right.
Why Taylor Swift sing
how about,
chicken.
Like you said, chicken is sacred. Just don't touch it. Leave it alone.
No.
Leave chicken and Juneteenth alone.
He wasn't
leave it alone.
He wasn't agreeing with that. He just said, why is it?
and MLK Day. Nothing.
Look,
leave
they
it
came,
alone.
They came to Harlow with the deal. It's not like even if he was promoting it, like what's so it's owned by a white person anyway.
Yeah, I think in Colonel Sanders and he white. Anyway.
Is there any KFC in white neighborhoods?
Yeah, mainly. Because they're not really in black neighborhoods. Now, what is that?
I mean, there's a KFC right over here.
But there is one on Central.
What is that? Popeyes is a few walks from there.
But you know, there's a KFC on Central.
Yeah, and there's one on going down like by Odell Avenue.
Okay, KFC. We need the ride along meal. Hello, before we're just giving their business away. We need a ride along meal.
Oh,
come
yeah,
see.
Facts, us. Facts, facts.
Boom.
Oh yeah. If you want us to keep promoting.
There you go. Boom. All right. Well, you know what? We got to get into the new artist battle.
Ugh.
What? Ooh.
Don't do that. Like, you don't be feeling like the way I do. Like, come on. We're not going to do
this. I'm not alone.
These nice people sent their music in, and they deserve for it to be heard.
Yo.
He's like, Okay. So we're going to do what we got to do. We're going to make it happen, right? Right. Okay, great. All right, so our first artist is Dollaz Da Barba.
From where, Harlem?
Da Barba. Dollaz Da Barba.
From Harlem?
Parts unknown. I think Boston area, but don't get me wrong. Don't quote me on
that.
Is
he really a barber?
No. He might be. Barba.
Barba.
You think Shawn Michaels was the heartbreak kid?
He was. Yeah.
Exactly then. He's really a barber.
And then we're going to have them go up against
That's great logic.
Bros Inc. Bros and their Inc. song is Hiding. Are we ready?
Yes, yeah, dude. All
right, we this is your girl Info 40, Kali, Kaleem, Teto, Hezzy. He bounced.
In and out.
It's New Music Monday.
Are you an artist? Do you want to get your music heard alongside Rough Riders legends DMX, Eve, Swiss Beats, The Lox, Drag On, Lil Wah, and The Young Riders and more? Then hit us up on the ride-along at yahoo.com and get your music heard.
Double vision. Two guns to dump when I'm drunk. I'm the unforgiving. I don't care how much you pump or if you eat your spinach. Any beef I get in the streets and best believe I'm winning. Since beginning of my time, I've kept on my grind. Since you started your time, all you've done is whine. Cry, baby, cry, cause you're nothing but a bitch inside. You the type to watch soap operas while you're sipping wine. And your homies, they can get it too. And if you think I be speaking on you, it's cause you fit the shoe. I'm in your face saying what it do. It can't hang with this gorilla 8 digital. Get him goon. Bro, you broke and you ain't got a gun. But every rap you say that you be slanging and making niggas run. You can't hide behind your lies because they'll surface. Son, in the time of fake fucks, yeah, your mom gave birth to one.
Do or die. That's game, man, we ready for that. Two soldiers headed back. Guns and money, some was hungry. Facts, now I'm in it to win it. Do or die. That's game, man, we ready for that. Two soldiers headed back.
Bandanas and Timberlands and half the truth.
Yeah, right.
Fake cameras is picture made to clap and shoot. You cap it who? We laugh at you and you blasted too. Don't act the fool. My little homies came after school. They passed it too. No alley you, but they rather shoot. Take half your jewels, then ask you why you was passing through. All attitudes like you the one from the wackest crew. We know who's who, and you ain't one of them actual dudes. You asking who? Me? My balls is back shoot. Ooh, this cash and jewels, them 22s, I had them too. I caught a case, guess you could say I had the proof. This magic coup, got half a room, fits half my truth. That's just my ego, it's worth a kilo. G, half out true. Don't pass the stoop. My older niggas is tactic ooh. They down the rise, they'll stick you up for half a cue. Winning on both sides, hands up, happy cool.
Do or die. That's game, man, we ready for that. Two soldiers headed back. Guns and money, some was hungry. Facts, now I'm in it to win it. Do or die. That's game, man, we ready for that. Two soldiers headed back. Guns and money, some was hungry. Facts, now I'm in it to win it. Do or die. Do or die. That's game, man, we ready for that. Two soldiers headed back. Guns and money, some was hungry. Facts, now I'm in it to win it.
We gon' find a way, you hiding. Oh,
yeah, nigga, see where I'm at. Pull up right now, I'm right on y'all block there. I'm out here by myself, with myself, I don't need nobody. All y'all bitch ass niggas, fuck YDB, Bully Boys, Entertainment, whatever the fuck y'all wanna call yourself. Pull up right now. Yeah, see where I'm at. By myself, with myself, I don't need nobody. Pull up right now, y'all niggas want action, y'all want smoke, static, whatever.
Stop seeing this and they gon' find out where you hiding. The tutors watching, they catch you bimming, they flying. And I don't think you really want no problems. But if you want war, then blow. Cause first you hit a 38, and then you hit a side. Big cake, make sure that boy ain't bothering. They shooting at your face, no, they don't shoot nobody.
Talking all that, never pulled up on me. Gave him the address, was on their block, never pulled up. Now I'm out here, I'm chilling by myself. Ain't nobody untouched.
No, I ain't never had a simple spoon, but we had a place to play. Got a few boys and never made it home, and nigga, I had to pray. Remember when we was toting big guns that we had to graduate? I won't let Abba lose another son, that 40 gon' play today. I might just go drag today, pull the futures out the bed today. If we drop that bed today, little nigga, you won't see a half a day. Since 2002, I've been going dumb, and that's how I had to stay. Never folded up a bro in the core, and that's what I'm glad to say. Stop me dancing, nigga. Go find out where you hiding. The tools watching, they catch you bimming, they flying. And I don't think you really want no problems. But if you want more, then blow. Cause first you hit a 38, and then you hit a siren. Bake him a cake to show that boy ain't bout it. They shooting at your face, no, they don't shoot nobody. Won't be no case, cause they ain't leaving nobody.
Pull up to your block, I'm scared. That's how you say you were, but you be talking to the fans. We the bully boys, you got the saucy like the drip. Got the head of mini, you see the thunder all day. Girl, you talk too much, open your mouth, swallow my kids. Like touch one of my brothers and that red on the shade up off the field, freak a lane, me be doggy. The block is always side, if you play, they gon' bust it.
Stop seeing this and they gon' find out where you hide. They catch you bimbing, they flying. And I don't think you really want no problems. But if you want more, then blow. Cause first you hit a 38, and then you hit a side. Make you a cake to show that boy ain't bout it. They shooting at your face, no, they don't shoot nobody. Make you a cake, cause they ain't leaving nobody. Yeah, stop seeing this and they gon' find out where you hiding. The totals watching, they catch you bimbing, they flying. First you hit a 38, and then you hit a side. Make him a cake to show that boy ain't bout it. They shooting at your face, no, they don't shoot nobody. Won't be no case, cause they ain't leaving nobody.
Rough Riders Radio.
So that was Dallas Da Barba and Bros Inc. back to back. What you think?
Bros Inc. definitely got that one.
You think so?
Yeah.
I didn't like all the gunplay.
Yeah, they, I mean, but that chorus was pretty catchy.
Yeah, and that's what we're going for. Memorable. I don't know.
Yeah, the first one, I can't remember nothing from that first song.
It was a lot going on. It was a lot going on in that first
song.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I'm at your address.
What do you call it? A hodgepodge of stuff.
You said at your address, then.
Oh, no.
That was the second one.
Yeah,
oh,
that was
yeah.
The
damn.
One.
See, I can't even remember the first one.
That's not good. I can't remember the song. That's not good. That's not good. All right, we're going to keep it pushing. Let's see who we got next.
So we added Bros Inc. to the list?
Yeah, Bros Inc.
Damn.
That's what we're adding to the list. Okay. Let's get into this Reese Youngin. Y'all ready for that?
From Chicago.
The song is Smooth. And then we have Jay Wex featuring Frejo Star and Sheik Looch. Sheik Looch, yeah. He did a song with them. Yeah, it's dope.
What was his name?
Jay Wex.
Jay Wex.
Jay Wex. Versus Reese Youngin. And Reese Youngin's song is Smooth. Jay Wex is 5 a.m. All right, let's get into it. Hope they're memorable, because we ain't gonna sit here and try not to have a memorable song.
I have faith in them.
Okay, let's do it.
What's up, baby? It's DJ Drewski, Hot 97, the movement, the heavy hitter DJs, and I want you to tune in to the Ride Along, Rough Riders Radio. You know the vibes, playing everything, new stuff, new artists. We outside. Let's get it.
Cortez on the fucking beat. Stop playing.
I be on that smooth gangsta shit. Yeah, she be want some smooth gangsta dick. Yeah. I'ma pull up and go smoothly spank a bitch. I know she want a smooth dude, but can't take my hips. Nigga, don't make me call smooth or spank you quick. They heard I don't follow no rules, so I ain't the shit. All my little niggas wanna do is keep making blicks. I only want to come back if it take the stick. I'll make that nigga whole life, we gon' take his ring. When it costs one, no price in that paper spin. My nigga here don't need got no equipment, he take your hits. I know that it's hot in hell, I make a fix. Over the pot, I stand still like I'm making grits. I'ma get a 3 and make it 6. The way I eat up that pussy, she won't take my lips. My nigga love the concrete, he keep taking bricks. I'm a little disrespectful, gon' take a jiff. The only ones lost our bloods, he ain't taking piff. No. Gotta get your ass dirty when you take a risk. Handcuffs got his hands hurting, might take his wrist. Oh, but nigga, we still taking risks. Go, we still care, we hate this shit. Oh, grab all of his saliva and take his spit away. When I know he don't got no blood, he ain't making it. No. Yeah, my mind keep vibrating. The skies, that's my state. When we ride, we not race. No. Holes on my eyes, I'm not Jason. Surprise, like I'm not waiting. I follow, it's not flagrant. No, 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 no.
Riders Radio, where real hip hop lives.
Reese Youngin, dude, he had me going.
He got it.
He said smooth.
That was so opposite of smooth, but it was smooth.
It was smooth, right?
Yeah. That was very aggressive.
That makes you want to be butt naked with just a robe on, smoking a cigar. Like you the man in your own house, feel
and
me?
dare anybody to say anything to you.
He said, "I want a smooth smack a bitch."
Ooh, right.
Smooth. Man, how smooth. Do you smooth
smack a bitch?
Smooth smack.
And she said, "Some smooth gangster." Okay.
I quickly added that song to my playlist. Like 40 seconds, and I quickly added that to my playlist.
Nah, you already know we're gonna be knocking this in a car.
That yeah. Can't show him.
Is that gonna be your? You gonna bust in the room with that song going?
Oh yeah, I'm putting this in my headphones as soon as we finish this shit. Where is my?
All right, let's keep it going. We got Jay Wax with 5 a.m. featuring Phaedra Starr and Chic Louche. Am I saying it right? Yeah.
Louche. Chic Louche, right?
I've said it like three different ways. You know. Okay, we're going to check it out. This is Jay Wax, 5 a.m. New Music Monday.
5 a.m. on the way to the plug. 6 a.m. got the masks and gloves. 7 a.m. we was loading the slugs. 8 a.m. we took all the drugs. Turn the lights off. Niggas snatching your ice off. Back on the block, came back with a nice cross. This is for the crook type, gotta rep the book right. Your verse came back soft, cause it don't cook right. You now rockin' with the true and living. Niggas wanna die for hip hop like it's a new religion. So who wanna get baptized? My niggas, we black guys,
nigga, this is D-Block. Homicide, beef, we don't let it ride. Honestly, my brain ain't been the same since my mama died. Don died, 38, still underneath the long john. Nigga can hate, but his bitch love it when my song gone. Clap at you, loop the block, then come back at you. That's when you realize that ain't shit that a rapper do. No parties, no popping, no bar. I got my Glock out on the way to the plug. Good. What time was it?
5 a.m. on the way to the plug. 6 a.m. got the mask and gloves. 7 a.m. we was loading the slugs. 8 a.m. we took all the drugs. Somebody tell Hip Hop Wolf I'm uncheckable. I got my gun in the club, it's undetectable. What I look like, send a dress record, to post that shit on the internet. You know my body, boy, I'm too thorough. Southside Queens, I rep the Q Borough. Niggas calling me a legend. Just spoke to Biggie, he was calling me for heaven.
Yo, no doubt, that Black Mac 11, Knight Rider, Mike and Devin. I'm trying to shoot three like my first name was Kevin. You in it for the fame, I ain't here for that. I don't post shit, niggas get the cheer for that. Yeah, you tough, but your niggas ain't prepared for that. They gon' rat, so they only get a year for that. That's why I'm dolo, all I need is my mask and my glove. Bitch pay me, fuck showing me love. What time was it?
5 a.m. on the way to the plug. 6 a.m. got the mask and gloves. 7 a.m. we was loading the slugs. 8 a.m. we took all the drugs. Let's go.
Alright, that was Reese Young and Smooth Within versus Jay Wax. That was last song was 5 a.m. featuring Phaedra Starr and Chic Louche. What do you think?
I like the first song better.
Yeah, Reese Young.
Why? At first, I didn't like the first song.
That shit had mad flavor in it.
That song was crazy.
That shit had so much flavor.
This song, I felt like that was a little rough for me.
I felt like it was like that Plies feeling. You remember Plies? Like, I feel like it gave that feeling. Like
the first song?
Mm-hmm. In a way, I get what you mean. Like a new age Plies. Like, yeah, not exactly like Plies back then, but I get what you mean.
Got you in that lane.
I don't know.
That boy nasty.
Yeah, he nasty, all right. Shit. Smooth, whatever he was doing. He was doing all kinds of shit. Smoothly, though. Smooth with it. With a V. Smooth.
With the cocoa butter.
But I could see the vision for the video though.
Yeah.
For sure. Alright. Let's keep it going. We got Lonnie V. Lonnie V versus Don Julio.
They sound like freestyle music people.
Donnie V. Lonnie what?
Lonnie V.
And Don Julio?
Versus Don Julio.
Isn't Don Julio a drink?
It is a drink, but that's his name he chose. You know? I mean, why are you judging him right now?
I'm not judging
him. You sound judgy. You sound judgy. Alright, well, we're gonna play his music. You gonna get, are you ready for it?
Yeah. Who are we going up against? Lonnie?
Lonnie V.
Lonnie V.
Yeah. Lonnie, now these people, I know where they're from. Lonnie V is from Buffalo, and Don Julio is from the Bronx. Okay?
Is he from Griselda? You don't know where in Buffalo.
No.
That's the question that people ask now. As soon as you say Buffalo, they automatically assume Griselda.
But I'm going to play a female artist that is linked with them, with Benny the Butcher and them up there. So we'll check that out at the end. So let's get into this. Lonnie V, real story. He's from Buffalo. And Don Julio, Find a Way, from the Bronx.
That's good.
You want to check it out? It's New Music Monday.
We're always on the go, riding through your hood. There's no slowing down. This is the Ride Along.
I'm only tripping cause you said I made you cry. We only human, baby, all I do is try. They say we live in hell, I know some people wanna die. Pull some liquor, drop a tear, and then I look inside the sky. They say we feeling pain, what I'm tired of feeling mine. They say your body here, well tell me how you heal your mind. I put my trust in people when I'm tired of losing mine. Real story. And I'ma smoke this plaque to the face. Got me feeling like Shaq, I'ma sit in the paint. Motherfuckers slap your back, then they sit in your face. That's why I'm rotting with the strap, case attention to take. I had to share with my brother, he was missing a plate. And I was ashes to ashes, I can't see his face. All these problems surrounding me, but I ain't gon' break. Niggas in the jungle on the tree, that nigga a snake, huh? And put your lighters in the sky. And pray for the mothers with them kids, cause they barely getting by. Coming out them trenches, it's hard to give a try. What we gon' eat, I ain't starving none of mine, Like a boat, we gon' go through the lake. So my girl come to the projects, don't worry, we safe, You know the love, that's gon' come with the hate, Run it up, we gon' shine in they face. I could never lie, I'm only tripping cause you said I made you cry. We only human, baby, all I do is try. They say we live in hell, I know some people wanna die. Put some liquor, drop a tear, then I look inside the sky. They say we feeling pain, what I'm tired of feeling blind. They said your body never tell me how you heal your mind. I put my trust in people when I'm tired of losing mine. Real story.
I've been trying to find a way, they say the road's closed. That's why we trapping out the one way, yeah, the back roads. Miss that batch though, I get that work fronted. If the cash low, but now the cash ain't low. So the cash in hand, they know my verse is money. They send the cash in advance. My last bitch a working girl, I had a calling out. Stay with my new girl, a model, she try and FaceTime me. I think she think I'm balling out. Still in the jets, on the steps, pretty girls love me like I'm Hef. Check one, mic 212. I'm the best doing this from the 718 to the 212. Okay, man, that's the X to the city. Okay, and my girl from out the country, and my ex from out the city. Pink money counting 50s. Man, these niggas don't.
don't know me. Nah. Man, these niggas not with me. Facts. Man, these niggas not my brother. Man, these niggas not Ricky, man. Not
Ricky, nigga.
What the fuck you talking about? I've been trying to find a way. They say the road's closed. That's why we trapping out the one way. Yeah, the back roads. This that batch, though. I get that work fronted. If the cash low, but now the cash ain't low. And if the trap slow, you know the stock's up.
What?
And if the rent do, these young niggas pay up. Yeah, I heard these niggas hate us. They mad cause they ain't us.
Mad?
Familiar with the shade. Yeah, it's written on their face.
Okay, okay.
They probably want me to die or go away. But
nah.
I won't dig a grave or sit up state. Now they say I'm great. There ain't no slowing up. I had a little celibate. Damn, like I ain't trying to fight. Millions and kids, we always run it up.
You know that.
Catch a ride with your girl Info every Monday from 8 to 10.
Woo!
Wednesdays and Fridays, 8 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
Turn up your radio.
Ride along on Rough Riders Radio.
So that was Lonnie B versus Don Julio. So what you think?
Don Julio.
Don Julio?
Nah, I like the first one better than the second one.
I kind of did too. Because he had a message. I mean, he was just saying something.
I mean, the first one had a message?
He went out a message. I would say he was talking about some real shit he was going through.
Yeah, this one, I can't even remember. Like, again, I'm going through that same
thing. He was talking about how hot he was and hot chicks he's with. He's balling out. They think
he's balling out. He's lying to his model girlfriend, but she's bugging because he don't have the money that she thinks he has.
Yeah. You heard it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so.
Great message.
I like Lonnie's, what he was saying. Y'all are wrong for that. All right, we're going to keep going. We got two more artists we're going to play. We have Daco, and their Daco. Song is Chocolate Baby.
Chocolate Baby?
Yeah.
Is that a girl?
I don't. The song is Chocolate Baby.
Oh.
Okay. The artist is Daco.
Imagine.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying there were two artists. Okay.
Daco, like taco.
And then we have
this is the same.
KB the Champion. KB the Champion. Yeah. KB the Champion's out of Buffalo as well.
Okay.
Check that out.
Where's the first?
So y'all ready to do it? This is the last battle. It's the last battle.
Let's
go. New Music Monday. This
you better go out with a big
Daco and KB the Champion back to back.
Let's get her.
Are you an artist? Do you want to get your music heard alongside Rough Riders legends DMX, E, Swiss Beats, The Lox, Drag On, Lil Wah, and The Young Riders and more? Then hit us up on the ride-along at yahoo.com and get your music heard.
Never gonna walk the same. Once you hit this, you never gonna think the same. I'm a chocolate baby, it's in my DNA. They put the rope around my neck, but they can't hang. So I'm a chocolate baby, yeah, come and get in taste. I'm a chocolate baby, yes, I'll leave my DNA. And I'm a chocolate baby, yeah, it's written on my face. It's in my DNA. You party hard and go to work, it's in my DNA. I can't forget my day ones, I'm straight. Yeah, we came from the bottom, yeah. They gon' tell stories about us, yeah. Like keep going and you know it. My brown skin, I'ma keep showing. I spit them facts like a hood poet. This melanin got my skin glowing. Every time I look inside your eyes, I can feel a pain, yeah. It won't go away, yeah. Every time I look inside the sky, gotta pray all my niggas find a way. Cause you can change the color on your skin. It's all in your DNA. I'm a chocolate baby, need a taste. I got the brown sugar in my face. I'm a chocolate baby, yes, I'm my DNA. Once you get this, you never gon' walk the same. Once you hit this, you never gon' think the same. I'm a chocolate baby, yes, I'm my DNA. They put the rope around my neck, but they can't hang. Cause I'm a chocolate baby, yeah, come and get. and taste. I'm a chocolate, baby, yes, I'll leave my DNA. I'm a chocolate, baby, yeah, it's written on my face. I found a chocolate, baby, and you know she's sweet. She all hot and bothered and she dripping on my seat. I'm a house, never been overseas. But when she get wet, I'll be swimming in her seat. That's a pool full of chocolate, ay. Got a hand for the chocolate, ay. Let me go and dip this jar back. I'll ask how your chocolate, ay. I'm a chocolate baby, I'm lit, ay. Hershey kiss, I kiss her on her lips, ay. Hershey kiss, I got designer drips, ay. It's in my DNA, so don't drip, ay. It's in my DNA, so don't drip, ay. Let's go to Hershey Park, let's take a trip, ay. I know it's hot outside, we gon' drip, ay. I'm a chocolate baby, you know what it is. I'm a chocolate baby, yes, I'm my DNA. Once you get this, you never gon' walk the same. Once you hit this, you never gon' think the same. I'm a chocolate baby, yes, I'm my DNA. They put the rope around my neck, but they can't hang. Cause I'm a chocolate baby, yeah, come and get a taste. I'm a chocolate baby, yes, I'll leave my DNA. I'm a chocolate baby, yeah, it's written on my face. Yeah. I'm a chocolate baby, yes, I'm my DNA. Once you get this, you never gon' walk the same. Once you hit this, you never gon' think the same. I'm a chocolate baby, yes, I'm my DNA. They put the rope around my neck, but they can't hang. Cause I'm a chocolate baby, yeah, come and get a taste. I'm a chocolate baby, yes, I'll leave my DNA. I'm a chocolate baby, yeah, it's written on my face.
On my face, yeah.
I'll never leave you alone.
Okay, that was Daco versus KB the Champion. All right, so what are we doing? KB. I actually like those last two songs.
KB.
Yeah, I think they were
definitely KB.
Hey.
KB.
Hey.
Hers had a vibe. Hers really had a vibe. You can't deny it.
Yeah, it got catchy.
It's a song. It's definitely like pop. Like a pop hip hop type of thing. What do you think? And then the Chocolate Baby, those both were good songs.
This is very interesting.
I think he said he wanted to give his DNA.
That's what he said, yeah. I don't know about that part of the song.
Nah,
but
I liked how the, like you said, the two songs ended out.
Mm-hmm.
But if I have to pick, I'd probably pick KB.
Yeah, KB yeah.
The champion.
That's who's connected with Griselda a little bit on the side. No, for real. Okay. But she's got music. She's performing on the BET pre-show stage. Oh, KB the champion. So, like, don't sleep on it.
Oh,
that's dope.
Yeah, so, you know, they're listening to her. They're listening to him. So, for real. Well, you know what? It's New Music Monday. Everybody, thank you all for sending in your music to the ride-along at yahoo.com. That's ride with a Y. Make sure you check us out and follow us on Instagram. Subscribe to us on YouTube. We're streaming on all platforms, and you know you'll be hearing from us in the UK. So we're doing big things, baby. We're everywhere. Make sure you check us out. It's right along. New Music Monday. This is your girl Info 40, Kylie, Hero, everybody else left.
Hezzy.
Oh, he's in the room.
Haleem's left, but shout out to Haleem and Ran in the building.
Yeah, for real.
Happy birthday, Ran.
Shout out to Rough Riders, Powerhouse, The Pit. Make sure you look for us at Juneteenth Parade. We will be in the streets at the festival with the ride along, vested, you know, the Westchester chapter. Everybody, it's gonna be lit. And then the finale. We're doing big things. It's Ride Along New Music Monday. Thank you all for tuning in.
New Music Mondays. Send your music to the Ride Along at yahoo.com and get your music heard. It's the Ride Along.
Hold up and analyze. Come on, get on, get some. Listen close as I prove my point. We do our thing, son. Hold up and analyze. Come on, get on, get some. Listen close as I prove my point.
Ready to make an entrance, so
no comparison, we more solid than they are. Me and Hit Boy, they say we like the new Gangstar. Me and Flocko, they say we the new wave guards. Shout to Max B, he could be home any day, God. Wake up out the bed, scruffy, sparking my J. Shine my nickel plated, then I'm starting my day. My old lady called me baby, told her part in my age. 12 shells in the gauge, like a carton of eggs. We on home like every carbon, chromosomes on my conscience. Here's some niggas talking nonsense, call them nasty Nostradamus. Rock the pearls and diamonds, break the promise, break the wildest, break the heart and break the pockets. Taking notes like guidance counselor. Aristocrat just like the chancellor, the answer to the panhandlers. The corners with the mans is up, the jig is up, the scams is up. Yeah, they hands is up, looking in the crowd, yeah. Trying to fuck the world, but my pants still uninvested. So, oh, my G's before we rest in peace, cause be sure to rest in peace. The rest is set, the record set, as soon as I release. The rumors be, I'm on the streets with no security. They know a nigga overseas. Kinda swag, that's passed from your mom and dad. Proud of bags, and we cheesing on them Calvin ads. Mighty peep the billboards, 50 feet when out in traffic. Staring at a nigga picture, shit, you bound to crash. No comparison, we more solid than they are. Me and Hit Boy, they say we like the new Gangstar. Me and Flocko, they say we the new wave guards. Shout to Max B, he could be home any day, God.
Hold up and analyze.
ASAP mob got mass appeal.
Come on, get on, get some.
Call the mass nine niggas hit the lick like. Wake up out the bed, wrap my do-rag up. Say a prayer, I'm thanking God that Mom Dukes had us. Monotone style like Guru on Supremo cuts. Crewneck by McQueen go nuts. Jewels over my white hoodie like Juvian 9-8. It's movies that I make, Peruvian white flake. It tore the community at a high rate. Adversity I face, I roll my own gas to make sure that it's not laced. Damn, I used to hit the block hoping they see me. Watching video music box, sitting close to the TV. I was inspired by Houdini and Cool G. Got my first pair of J's, thought I was 2-3. Invest in all
all my G's before we rest in peace, cause we sure to rest in peace. My shorty is a piece of mine, a dime piece. I might buy you a piece of property. You might have had some joints, but ain't nothing like me and Rocky Scene. No comparison, we more solid than they are. Me and Hit Boy, they say we like the new gangsta. Me and Flocko, they say we the new wave guards. Shout to Max B, he could be home any day, God. Got mass appeal.
We do our thing, son.
Listen close as I prove my point.
I don't work this hard to be around people I don't like. Yeah. Gotta be a special type nigga to deal with my life. Gotta be a special type nigga to feel what I write. Special like my classics, special like my listeners who have attachments to my old style, won't let me pass it. I don't see the point with weak sayings like all them niggas on top be blocking. I never help, man, stop it. It's hard watching brothers who smart but think they not. I need them to realize what they got is a fresh start. That brother that you claim so powerful, the one you said he has a whole lot of pull, probably already tried to pull his brothers up and got betrayed, got snake, got played. Meanwhile, he balances challenges, hard to keep himself paid. It's so hard for him, even though his talent is God-given part in him. Stop putting your faults on him. What he did to you now, the man in him is bringing the kid in you out. You kidding me, still playing the victim, you weirding me out. That's what my perspective is, maybe cause I'm a specialist. Sipping mixed liquor beverages, six-figure checks are big, but eight-figure checks and you rich. The Nas enthusiasts thinking they know what's best for me, more than I know what's best for me, no rest for me. Gotta be a special type nigga to deal with my life. Gotta be a special type nigga to feel what I write. Special like my classics, special like my listeners who have attachments to my old style, won't let me pass it. Special. Yeah, it's a privilege. VSOP shit. Special. Very special. Hit, turn up the sample, we making magic. This thing is bigger than I could ever imagine. Ducking the flashes from the cameras, leave out the bat. Jump in the spacecraft, we can't tell where we at. Chauffeur driving like a high speed chase, trunk full of smack. Tallest building in Manhattan, sipping on Manhattans. Listen to the Manhattans. Queens to Brooklyn, oh what a feeling. I should've had Grammys when Old Dirty said woo for the children. Should've did that remix verse on Gimme the Loot for Biggie. Me, Jay, and Frank White is like Cole, Drizzy, and Kenny. One girl for the rest of your life, is that realistic? Some had told me they like when you call them all type of bitches. Ran through a few of them, some gangster, some Christian, some with a heart full of hate for me, even with a new nigga. They label me a sinner because I left what they sold. There's really no other feeling having that type of control, nigga. Gotta be a special type woman to deal with my life. Gotta be a special type woman to feel what I write. Special like my classics, special like my listeners who have attachments to my old style, won't let me pass it. Gotta be a special type nigga to deal with my life. Gotta be a special type nigga to feel what I write. Special like my classics, special like my listeners who have attachments to my old style, won't let me pass it. Special. Yeah, it's a privilege. VSOP shit. Special. Very special. Rest in peace, ODB, Taheem, Virgil, the Queen Jacqueline Avon. Special people.
It's the Ride Along Rewind. Keep it locked.
Hey, yo, I know you ain't talking about me, dog. You? What?
Fuck Jay-Z.
You been on my dick, nigga. You love my style, nigga.
Fuck Jay-Z.
Fuck with your soul like ether. Will. Teach you the king, you know you. Not. Godson across the belly. Lose. I prove you lost already.
Brace yourself for the main event. Y'all impatiently waiting. It's like an AIDS test. What's the results? Not positive. Who's the best? Pac, Nas, and Big. Ain't no best. East, west, north, south, floor style greetings. I embrace y'all with napalm. Blows up. No guts. Left chest, face gone. How can Nas be garbage. Send me autos at your cottage. Burner at the side of your dome. Come out of my throne. I got this. Lock since 9-1. I am the truest. Name a rapper that I ain't influenced. Gave y'all chapters, but now I keep my eyes on the Judas. With the wine, soapy fame, kept my name in his music. Check it. I fuck with your soul like ether. Will. Teach you the king, you know you. Godson across the belly. Lose. I prove you lost already. Ayo, pass me the weed. Put my ashes out on these niggas, man. Ayo, you faggots, y'all kneel and kiss the motherfucking ring. Fuck with your soul like ether. Will. Teach you the king, you know you. Godson across the belly. Lose. I prove you lost already. I've been fucked over, left for dead, distant, forgotten. Luck ran out. They hope that I'd be gone, stiff and rotten. Y'all just piss on me, shit on me, spit on my grave. Talk about me, laugh behind my back, but in my face, shot some well wishes. Friendly acting, envy, hiding snakes. With your hands out for my money, man, how much can I take when these streets keep calling? Heard it when I was asleep that this Gazy and Cockefeller Records wanted beef. Started cocking up my weapon, slowly loading up this ammo to explode it on a camel and his soldiers. I can handle this for Dolo and his manuscript. Just sounds stupid when KRS already made an album called Blueprint first. Biggie's your man, then you got the nerve to say that you better than Big. Dick sucking lips, won't you let the late great veteran live?
Will not.
Godson across the belly, lose. I prove you lost already. The king is back, where my crown Ill. At? Ill will, rest in peace, let's do it, niggas. Fuck with your soul like ether.
Will.
Teach you the king, you know you.
Not.
Godson across the belly,
lose.
I prove you lost already. Y'all niggas deal with emotions like bitches. What's sad is I love you, cause you're my brother. You traded your soul for riches. My child, I've watched you grow up to be famous. And now I smile like a proud dad watching his only son that made it. You seem to be only concerned with dissing women. Were you abused as a child, scared to smile, they called you ugly? Well, life is harsh, hug me, don't reject me. I'll make records to disrespect me, blatant or indirectly. In 88, you was getting chased to your building, calling my crib, and I ain't even give you my numbers. All I did was give you a style for you to run with, smiling in my face, glad to break bread with the guard, wearing jazz chains, no text, no cash, no cars, no jail bars, jigger, no pies, no case, just Hawaiian shirts, hanging with Little Chase. You a fan, a phony, a fake, a pussy, a stand. I still whip your ass. You 36 in a karate class. You Thai boho, trying to work it out. You trying to get brolic. Ask me if I'm trying to kick knowledge. Nah, I'm trying to kick the shit you need to learn, though. That ether, that shit that make your soul burn slow.
Burn
Is he Dame Diddy, Dame Daddy, or Dame Dummy? Oh, I get it. You Biggie and he's Puffy.
Ew.
Rockefeller died of AIDS. That was the end of his chapter. And that's the guy y'all chose to name your company after? Put it together. I rock hoes, y'all rock fellas. And now y'all trying to take my spot, fellas? Philly's hot rock, fellas. Put you in a dry spot, fellas. In a pine box with 9 shots for my Glock, fellas. Foxy got you hot cause you kept your face in a puss. What you think,
damn,
you getting girls
damn,
now cause of your looks?
Damn.
Negro, please. You know mustache having with whiskers like a rat compared to beans you whack. And your man stabbed on and made you take the blame. You ass went from jazz to hanging with Kane to Irv to Big. And Eminem murdered you on your own shit. You a dick riding faggot. You love the attention. Queens niggas run you niggas. Ask Russell Simmons. Huh. R.O.C. get gunned up and clap quick. J.J. Evans get gunned up and clap quick. Your whole damn record label gunned up and clap quick. Sean Carter to Jay-Z, damn you on jazz dick. So little shorty's getting gunned up and clap quick. How much of Biggie's rhymes is gonna come out your fat lips? Wanted to be on every last one of my classics. You pop shit, apologize, nigga, just ask Kiss.
Pricey.
Bullshit. Your lordship. Niggas talking yachts and some more shit. I used to run the block, now I'm corporate. Hopping out, you know it's sun when the doors lift. Whole squad hide the burners. Mets hat in the sky like Bobby Smurda. They watch me like the chip, courtside at the Rucker. Flow only getting tougher, she begging me to cuff her. Brooklyn sweet chick, waffles with raspberry butter. Wear a mink at the roller rink, middle of the summer. If I can't get it done, I got soldiers with me to cover. Queens get the money, we only stacking it up with. Cheese stay icy, cause shit get spicy. She on demon time, I get her a timepiece. Panic, niggas not lit, not like me. Can't get nothing by me, my mind in 2090. K-Lo K, everybody pricey. Cost money, beat the charge money. Fast money, push the start money. Large money,
Escobar money. Little advice, always add spice. Always get the liquor with the ice. Not me. I don't give a fuck if that's his wife. I could bag any bitch and it's all white nice. They ain't right. If she tell me no, I'm getting tight. Look, every time you saw me, I was nice. Every time I saw you, you was light. Every bitch you with look like a dyke. Look, I mean she might not never be my type. Nah, she might never be my type. Look, that bitch is trash. I only fuck her for the hype. I only fuck her for the hype. Look,
K-Lo K, everybody pricey. Cost money, beat the charge money. Fast money, push the start money. Large money, Escobar money.
Niggas saying Ferg back, but I been with the shit. Might make a grill with Tiffany's on my gentleman shit. My drill niggas out in Brooklyn and they spinning this shit. Pop and pop out the whip while we sipping this shit. Model bitches, that's precise. Fuck attendance off the flights. Keep the vision through the lights. Never blinded by the hype. Keep the Tommy near the belly, sincere, cause I'm hype. Got a ghetto Naomi Campbell, designer with the Nikes. I'm the one talking spice. 12-year-old killers with the guns and the knives. Better run for your life. Got a queen in Queens and my ex a Puerto Rican spice. Harlem bitch doing time, getting caught up with the swipes.
K-Lo K, everybody pricey. Cost money, beat the charge money. Fast money, push the start money. Large money, Escobar money.
Hit boy, we got another one.
Pricey.
Nostradamus. Fabio. Vroom. ASAP Ferg.